This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Mystery writer Walter Mosley became famous almost overnight when Bill Clinton called him one of his favorite authors. Since his first book, Devil in a Blue Dress, Walter Mosley's written 8 other novels starring his reluctant detective hero, Easy Rollins. His newest book, Little Scarlet, is set in Los Angeles during a time of crisis. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Walter Mosley, and she has this report.
In 1965, when Walter Mosley was a young teen, the Watts section of Los Angeles erupted into flame. Residents of the virtually all-black community had simmered with resentment for decades over excessive use of police force. When a routine stop and search of a young man resulted in a bloody beating, the anger came to a rolling boil, and Watts residents like this one rose up.
He's not going to come down here and drag no more people out of the car and 5 cops jump on him. None of that's going to happen no more.
That's right.
The man came down, and he called one of the fellas while he was getting out of the car. He called it drunk driving. Now, 5 police against one boy.
What Walter Mosley referred to as the Watts Rebellion captured the world's attention and his. But it wasn't the mass destruction and deaths in Watts that he remembers most. It was his father's reaction to them.
On one night during the riots, I came into a room and my father was there drinking. And he was, on the way to being drunk, and he was crying. He was very upset. And I said, "Dad, what's wrong?" And he said, "It's these riots." And I said, "Are you afraid?" He said, "I'm not afraid, Walter." He says, "I want to go out there. I want to get a gun. I want to get some Molotov cocktails. I want to go out there and fight."
Mosley recalls being astonished that one of the most law-abiding people he knew should have such feelings. In his latest book, Little Scarlet, he explores this tension between wanting to lash out and needing to do the right thing, via his character, Easy Rollins. Rollins, a blue-collar worker turned amateur sleuth, grapples with this conflict throughout the series, but nowhere is this more evident than in Little Scarlet. Here, Easy has to unravel the mystery behind the murder of a red-haired woman, the Little Scarlet of the title, against the backdrop of the Watts riots. Mosley says it's often hard for outsiders to understand why Los Angeles's black residents would burn their own neighborhoods down. On the surface, things didn't look so bad. In this passage from Little Scarlet, Mosley reads Easy's observation.
Los Angeles ghettos were different from any other poor black neighborhood I had ever seen. The avenues and boulevards were wide and well-paved. Even the poorest streets had houses with lawns and running water to keep the grass green. But the people were still penned in, excluded, underrepresented in everything from Congress to the movie screens, from country clubs to colleges.
Indifference, restriction, and exclusion are the kindling for Watts' eventual blow-up. But in Little Scarlet, Mosley writes, there was a silver lining. The charred buildings that were the outward indication of the black community's anger made the white community pay attention, as Easy explains to a white friend.
Almost every black man, woman, and child you meet feels that anger. But they never let on, so you've never known. This riot was saying it out loud for the first time. That's all. Now it's said, and nothing will ever be the same. That's good for us, no matter what we lost. And it could be good for white people, too. But they have to understand just what happened here.
Easy understands this anger. He even shares it. It came from a generation's worth of disillusionment that he and other black migrants from the South had experienced since coming to Los Angeles. When Easy first arrives there in the 40s, Mosley explains, he thought it would be a positive move.
He's very hopeful. He's part of a whole group of immigrants from the South, black immigrants from the South, who are really looking to make a new life for themselves and very hopeful to make that life.
But even in the first book, that hope is fading. In this scene from the movie adaptation of Devil in a Blue Dress, Easy, played by Denzel Washington, is a machinist in an aircraft factory. He's making a case to his white boss for keeping his job.
For example, one of the white guys pulls a double shift. Says he's too tired to work overtime, you don't fire them.
That's all you have to say?
No, that's not all. I need to pay my mortgage and eat. I need a house to live in. I need to put clothes on my back, Mr. Giacomo. I need the job.
I'm sorry, fella. I gotta get back to work.
My name's not fella.
Huh?
My name's not fella. My name is Ezekiel Rollins.
Through Easy Rollins, Mosley is able to explain to readers the deep wellspring of disappointment and anger that runs through much of black Los Angeles, even today. Walter Mosley points out that, like his father, Easy doesn't participate in the riots, but he empathizes with the emotions released by the violent protests.
He is very angry. He's coming right out of the riots where you see black men and women going out with bottles and rocks, fighting policemen and National Guardsmen with guns.
Mosley says this anger moved the social fulcrum in Los Angeles and changed the balance of power in the city almost overnight. Poor blacks who had lived in fear of white people became keenly aware that they were now feared by the white community, and that was a heady feeling. Because of that, Easy is emboldened to seek beyond his own neighborhood for Little Scarlet's killer. And post-riot, he does this differently than the early Easy would have. Instead of skirting the hostility of white cops and citizens, he's more inclined to question those people directly. But even with this change, Easy remains imbued with a certain caution that sets him apart from the detectives in pulp fiction classics. Walter Mosley.
When you have the Lou Archers and the Sam Spades and these characters, Chandler's detective, what you have are people who have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, no house. They live in an apartment. Their car is always breaking down. So if the police come up to them and say, "You're under arrest, and you're going to stay under arrest until you tell us what we need to know," existentialist detective says, "Okay, fine, I'll go to jail. I'm going to stand up to you." There's a kind of a macho bravery, but that's because they don't have anything to lose.
Mosley's made Easy a different kind of hero, one who has responsibilities to attend to, who can't let his own ego get in the way of that.
Easy has a kid at home. Almost from the beginning, he's had some kid at home that he has to come home and take care of. So if the police, he has to come to some kind of deal with the police. Okay, I'll tell you this, but I won't tell you that. Something. But that's the kind of life that all people live, but certainly poor people and people of color in America, where you have to take chances and risks in order to survive.
And will Easy Rollins survive past the turmoil of Little Scarlet? Will he eventually witness the 1992 Los Angeles riots with their more complicated racial tensions? Walter Mosley says, probably so.
I think we could get up to the year 2000. I could see Easy at 80. And also, I'm so interested in seeing him through the full arc of his life. I could see him getting pretty old.
Even in this youth-obsessed culture, growing old with Easy might not be such a bad thing. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Walter Mosley reads more from his new book, Little Scarlet, at our website, npr.org.